Poetry Moment, read by Clarica.
The Taming of the Shrew, Part 2. Lord, belike some noble gentleman that means, traveling some journey to repose him here. Re-enter a serving man. How now? Who is it?
Servant.
And please your honor, players that offer service to your lordship.
Lord, bid them come near.
Enter players.
Now, fellows, you are welcome.
Players.
We thank your honor.
Lord, do you intend to stay with me tonight?
Player.
So please your lordship to accept our duty.
Lord,
with all my heart. This fellow I remember since once he played a farmer's eldest son. 'Twas where you wooed the gentlewoman so well. I have forgot your name, but sure that part was aptly fitted and naturally performed.
Player.
I think 'twas Soto that your honor means.
Lord.
'Tis very true. Thou didst it excellent.
Well, you are come to me in happy time. The rather, for I have some sport in hand wherein your cunning can assist me much.
There is a lord will hear you play tonight, but I am doubtful of your modesties, lest overeyeing of his odd behavior, for yet his honor never heard a play, you break into some merry passion, and so offend him. For I tell you, sirs, if you should smile, he grows impatient.
Player.
Fear not, my lord, we can contain ourselves, were he the veriest antic in the world.
Lord.
Go, sirrah, take them to the buttery, and give them friendly welcome, every one. Let them want nothing that my house affords.
Exit one with the players.
Sirrah, go you to Bartholomew with my page, and see him dressed in all suits like a lady.
That done, conduct him to the drunkard's chamber, and call him madam, do him obeisance.
Tell him from me, as he will win my love, he will bear himself with honorable action, such as he hath observed in noble ladies, unto their lords, by them accomplished, such duty to the drunkard let him do, with soft, low tongue, and lowly courtesy, and say, what is't your honor will command, wherein your lady and your humble wife may show her duty, and make known her love. And then, with kind embracements, tempting kisses, and with declining head into his bosom, bid him shed tears, as being overjoyed to see her noble lord restored to health, who for this 7 years hath esteemed him no better than a poor and loathsome beggar, and if the boy have not a woman's gift to rain a shower of commanded tears, an onion will do well for such a shift, which, in a napkin being close conveyed, shall, in despite, enforce a watery eye. See this dispatched with all the haste thou canst. Anon I'll give thee more instructions.
Exit a serving man.
I know the boy will well usurp the grace, voice, gait, and action of a gentlewoman. I long to hear him call the drunkard husband, and how my men will stay themselves from laughter when they do homage to this simple peasant. All in to counsel them. Haply my presence may well abate the overmerry spleen, which otherwise would grow into extremes. Exeunt.